News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Winner of the world's greatest steeplechase, the Aintree Grand National on Saturday. Good morning, Davey. Sorry for getting you up out of bed early this morning. I'm sure you had a nice couple of celebratory drinks after the homecoming yesterday.
I'm up and Gordon got me up fine and early there. We were supposed to go riding out, but kind of got out of the first lot anyway. So.
Good man. You said, I love the comment after the race in one of your interviews on Saturday, you've won this race 1,000 times in your head. Just talk to me about that and explain that a little bit more.
Sure. Look, come here. I've been winning Grand National since I was 8 years of age. Do you know what I mean? Watching all them movies, it was the one race, maybe there was a good few movies done about it, National Velvet and Bob Champion, obviously, who went through a tough time. And like, you know, we've been, you know, any young level of pony at some stage goes out and wins the Grand National around the field or around up and down the beach in Yall. I've done it all now, to be honest. And I've never done it like I've done it on Saturday.
Yeah, you dedicated the win to Pat Smullen after the race, which I thought was a lovely touch as well. Have you been in touch with Pat since?
Yeah, he messaged me after, and sometimes you don't know whether that's the right or the wrong thing to do, but Pat was delighted.
It's what actually. You felt straight away, you said, after.
Yeah, look, it was, because he snapped me on the way over there that he was starting his journey, and it was just, all I wanted to know, let him know was that we were all behind him, really. Like and we all look up to him. He's a huge cog in the wheel of our industry. You know what I mean? He's multiple champion jockey. He's a role model for a lot of jockeys and a lot of people. And he just has a big battle in front of him. And just to let him know that the backing he has from everyone. You know, I know he's a flat jockey and we're jump jockeys, but in Ireland we're very much a tight knit community. And just, you know, we all have our things to go through, but you know, now it's Pat's turn to fight the battle, and as Ruby said the other day, he says my money's beyond Pat anyway.
Yeah, well said. Strange when people win a big tournament in other sports or win a big trophy, they can get a rest, a little bit of a break. It was different for you yesterday. Two winners in Tramore, back in the horse, excuse the pun, and then the homecoming. What was yesterday like for you?
It was great to get back home, because I kind of, you know, I hadn't planned on winning the National as such, really, and I was speaking to Lily and Finn, and they were at home, and they wanted to see me, so I told them I'd see them Saturday morning, or Sunday morning, and it was great to get back on the flight and back home and see Adele and the kids and Dad and all the lads at home, and, you know, Tramore's a local track, so it was grand.
It makes it worthwhile for you to get back, and they keep you grounded, I'm sure. Quickly on the horse, smallest horse in the race, but certainly proved that he was probably the toughest. Just a word on the horse, Tiger Roll, and of course Gordon Elliott as well, because I read in your piece this morning maybe that you had one or two doubts about him, but Gordon really kind of persisted and believed in this horse.
Yeah, Gordon is fierce brave. He makes brave decisions that usually pay off, and it's a lad that we were talking about last night. He's a very clever horse, but he's very economical with what he'd give you, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
He doesn't over jump any fence. He just kind of skims across the top of them, and these fences are fairly, you know, they're fairly daunting. Like, and you wouldn't want to be making too many mistakes. But he had the brains and he had the intelligence to pay attention to what he was doing. And
did you worry at the end that he was running out of gas a little bit when you were going?
I'd taken it up early enough now, to be honest, and just was travelling so well, and he went down and he really let fly at the last. The best jump he gave was actually at the last, would you believe? And it was kind of timed into going away about my business, and, you know, coming to the elbow, then I kind of knew that, you know, I want to be keeping this one up to his game now, because I was there for long enough.
Just, I'm gonna pay you a compliment, whether you value it or not. I think your story is a great story of perseverance and resilience. 4 years ago, you were released by Gigginstown. your response at the time, and I think there's a lesson for all of us in this in life, was I'm a big boy now. I know what I'm going to have to do now. That is to work very hard. I still have a lot of belief in my own ability. I'm confident plenty of people will use me. What kind of satisfaction do you gain from that perseverance, and where does it come from, Davey?
No, sir. Look, I don't really get much satisfaction. No, that's just life. Alan, you know well, sir. You know well when, like, there's always fellas to take your job, like, you know what I mean? And sport, and that's just life. Like, you know, I'm there's people around there, and that's what keeps you going, and, you know, keeps the drive in you. You have to have the hunger anyway, because I tell you, if you're resting your laurels, you'll only get hurt in our game anyway. Do you know what I mean? And I'm sure it's the same in a lot of sports.
Yeah, and it's been an emotional roller coaster for you as well, with your mom, the new baby, and everything. So
yeah, baby Liam. So you know, we had a great few days. It's been fantastic, and Dad is able to enjoy it as well. You know, and all my brothers and sisters. You know, they're riding every
horse with
you.
Yeah. Okay, Davey, we're going to have to leave it there. Enjoy the celebrations. I'm sure it'll be. He'll be back in action again, back to work mentality. So well done. Congratulations.